what you waiting on? Check checkers on your phone. This the Tony Sands Show, turn your radio on. Kelsey just turned down like a field goal, so we in the zone. Got games like a stadium, I'ma go ahead and pack the dome. I'm cooler, smoother, make you think with your medulla. You a student, I'ma school you with the facts that I'm producing. This is for the high schoolers, college students, nah. Everyone can do it, do this, I ain't new to this. My style is rich, it's lucrative, maneuver through it. You know it's fast, only. You know it's so sensational, like my big homie Tony. You could catch me every Monday at the kickoff on Sunday. I got these cold hard facts and we ain't talking Sundays. Co-host with Kelly Daly, shout out to the big homie. You know it's so sensational, like my big homie Tony. Co-hosting with Kelly Daly, you know it's facts only. You know I'm so sensational, like my big homie Tony, 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 Tony. Go BBS Radio.
What's going on, folks, out there in Radio Land? This is the Tony Sands Show. I am back. As you know, we're here in South Florida, and we're dealing with what we call Irma, who's bearing down on, in a few minutes, that'll be bearing down on Cuba, on the north coast of Cuba. Irma took a slight turn to the west. I don't know if that makes us any more, well, we don't want to let our guards down, but I'm quite sure it kind of makes us a little easier that we know that the eye has not have a direct hit on Miami-Dade. When it hit, have a direct hit on Miami-Dade, it also makes that hit on Broward County, and it seemed like it'll go more toward the West Coast than, you know, further, more thought that it would hit the East Coast. So, you know, not that that takes us out of the cone, because it don't take us out of the cone, so we don't not want to let down our guard. But if anybody want to chime in on the show and you want to talk to any of my guests that we're going to have on here today, you can call us at 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. But we're also going to talk about high school football with my main man, Ryan Bartow. I'm going to tell you what Ryan did, guys, and we're going to jump in on this. Ryan heard there was a storm coming here in South Florida. Ryan jumped on, jumped in his car, packed up all his stuff. I mean, he didn't leave nothing to chance in his room. Packed up everything. When I say everything, from every ounce of clothing that he owned in this place, he said it wasn't his, it was something he was renting, so he was booking up out of town. I talked to Ryan. Ryan was sitting in North Carolina. Ryan left about 2 a.m. on Wednesday night, heading to North Carolina to make sure that he beat the rush. He wanted to make sure that he beat the rush of the crowd. So he took off out of town. A lot of people from South Florida did what Ryan did, and they took off out of town, not understanding the magnitude of a five when it comes to hurricane, because that is the highest that a hurricane be ranked. And that was jumping right in when you started talking about a four and a five. You're talking about 151 miles an hour wind, which is total destruction. We've seen what it has done to the Caribbeans, have made some of those islands desolate, completely desolate when it comes to it. I mean, you can see on, you can go on Instagram. As a matter of fact, you can go on my Instagram, my Facebook, my Twitter, and you can see some of as people has posted on there. You can go to my Instagram, which is at Get Sensational. You can go to my Twitter feed, which is at Tony Sands, or you can go to my Facebook page, which is Get Sensational. That is it. We can also get into college football. Now, we got some strange things happening in college football. A lot of games were canceled due to hurricane, the hurricane that's been to bear down on South Florida on the southernmost coast of the United States, which is South Florida. It changed. University of Miami, Arkansas State had to cancel their game because of the storm. We had a lot of games. University of Florida canceled their game. A lot of games were moved up. And now it's going to be curious, because it's going to be a thing to look at, because guess what? I think they're predicting the storm to come in faster than what expected. So we wonder if those games will be canceled, postponed to a later day, as the Miami Dolphins in the NFL attached to the NFL. The Miami Dolphins and Tampa Bay Buccaneers game was canceled. That game will be moved to week 11. To where the Miami Dolphins and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be playing. Not only that, we got some social issues going on around the country. Social issues. Michael Bennett. If you haven't heard some of the things that are going on with Michael Bennett, Michael Bennett was arrested, not arrested, detained, as they call it. But You know, when they're putting on handcuffs on you, you know, you're arrested. A person that's detained, to me, is the same thing, but they say it's not. You're just detained so we can question it for your own safety. Those are the words they use. You're only detained for your own safety. That's the difference, they say. And Michael Bennett had his brush with the law. After you, as you know, Michael Bennett has been sitting this whole preseason of football for the simple fact he was backing up his main man, Colin Kaepernick. So he was sitting, and then guess what? The same thing that he was sitting for came to his doorstep, to where now it has even made it more touching to him. You'll get a chance to hear some of that sound bite that we have later on in the show. Not only that, another association, Kevin Sumlin, the head coach at Texas A&M, received the racist threatening letter. As you know, Kevin Sumlin and the Texas A&M Aggies hasn't had the best of seasons. And then you come into this season and things don't look too well. You know, you blow a 34-point third quarter lead. And now the Texas A&M fans are having issues with Kevin Sumlin. We're going to get into some of the things in that letter that was sent to him in his mailbox, because they're saying, what if a kid would have opened that letter? So those are some of the things that we're going to get into here on the Tony Sands Show. But as I told you, my main man, Ryan Bartow, when he booked up out of here, man, I guess Ryan said he has never been around things something of that magnitude. The last hurricane to hit South Florida at a 5. Was Hurricane Andrew, who tore up the entire part of Homestead. So they tore up that Homestead area, and it kind of made you wonder what was going on when it comes to that. But we're going to head to a quick commercial break. We're going to play two songs. The one same song that we're going to play, we're going to play Kodak Black and then Tunnel Vision, and we're going to back that thing up with Kendrick Lamar, Humble. Stay tuned here on the Tony Sands Show as we dig deep into the topics of today. Live, listen, we are digging into what's going on here in South Florida. Hurricane Irma is bearing down as we speak on north part of Cuba, on the north part of Cuba. But my main man is joining my show, that's going to be bringing me updates on youth league football, is my main man, Polo Dread. Polo Dread, welcome to the Tony Sands Show.
What's happening, man?
What's going on? Now, Polo, listen, brother. Now, you know you come with the mouth full of stuff. Now, but you know, we're on my radio show, so we got to make sure that the show is clean. But I want to dig into your mind, because I know you are, when it comes to South Florida, you are the expert when it comes to youth league sports throughout South Florida. You are dialed in, and that's why I'm bringing you in here to the Tony Sands Show. What's going on, Polo Dread?
Yeah, man, we just had a big upset, man. We're watching the Fall Buccaneers against the Ravens, man. They thought, Coon thought, man, that he was going to get the win because it felt like they didn't have the quarterback light side no more. So he thought that would have been a weakness to the team of the Ravens, but they beat him on 6-0. It was a lot of penalties that caused Coon them to lose. And then they did an NPR rule, you know, the six play. He had to play all the six plays.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Polo. Now, you say MPRU, right?
Yeah.
The MPRU.
Yeah.
Now, what is the MPRU?
That means you gotta put in your, like, your second and third screen. You got to let everybody play, even your sixth play kids.
Okay. So you got to play those guys, because normally what happens, if you don't play those guys, what's the consequences if you don't play those guys in the MPRU?
I think they might forfeit. I don't know what the consequences in that.
Okay, we got to look that up, because next week we got to make sure that we have that. You know, now, Polo Dredd, tell me how many of the games have all the games been canceled due to the hurricane coming, or what?
Yeah,
some teams
man, a lot of, because the Ravens and the Chiefs was about to go at it this weekend. That's a rivalry. They battle for 52nd.
Now, you said the Ravens.
They battle. They battle for the Avenue.
Okay, now tell me this. You say the Chiefs. Is that the Carroll City Chiefs, or is that the Pompano Chiefs?
Yeah, that's
Chiefs?
The Golden Chiefs? Army, man. You know, that's Freezy. Freezy okay. All team.
Yeah, that's my dude. Freezy is my dude. That's his team.
Yeah.
And that's the big battle in Dade County.
Yeah, the Ravens and Chiefs, man. You know, Freezy just blowed out Bubba them for a lot of the Hurricanes. He beat them like 33-0, man. It's ridiculous, man.
That's not the big team of the that's the little teams of the Hurricanes, correct?
Yeah, that's the 8U just got beat by Freezy 33-0.
Okay, let's start with the 8U. Let's start with the 8U. Give me the top here in South Florida. Give me the top five 8U teams. Start with number five and make it working our way to the number one 8U team.
The top teams you got Deerfield coming as number one. They won the 7U championship, and then they got Cal City coming in as number two.
Cal City coming in as number two, okay.
And you might have the Ravens coming in as number three.
Okay.
Number four, it might be the Bucks.
Uh huh.
The Bucks got to be coming in as number four. I can't really the five can be out of Lauderhill. I think Lauderhill got number five spot on lock.
Lauderhill got it. Okay, now listen. Every week that we bring you on, we're gonna do the Polo Dredd top five.
Top five
big team. We're gonna bring them in. Then we're gonna bring in an athlete. We're gonna bring in two athletes of the week. Coming out of last week, because we're not playing this week. What are some of the top? Give me top three of the top players that performed well performance.
You gotta give it to the boy from Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes, number 312U running back Torrance.
Okay.
That's with Coach Maul. And you gotta give it to them boys. You gotta give it to number 8 and number 9 from Ravens. Can't get their name right now, but you gotta give it to them two defensive tackles right now.
Okay, all right, big.
You
so they're the big
boys.
Fellas in the trenches. They're the big fellas.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, Ravens, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. That Ravens 12U, they look real good, man. They're gonna be hard to beat. To me, they got the number one defense, man. That defense ain't getting nothing up.
And you said that in the 8U division, who do you see possibly? And I know it's early in the season. Who do you possibly see as making it to the Super Bowl?
Oh, it's more definitely, man. Everybody know. Everybody be on football trash talk, man. Deerfield is gonna be the Deerfield and Cass City Chiefs, man. That's the Super Bowl for the 8U, guaranteed, man. It ain't nobody out there. No, both of them teams on them put up over 18 points or over 21 points on their opponents since they've been playing. You might as well call them boys the 40 boys, man. Them boys have been putting up 30 and better.
30 and better. Wow. Let's drop. We done got the 8U. Let's go possibly to the what is it? The 9U now?
Oh, 9U, man. It's gonna be a redo Super Bowl, man. I feel like it's gonna be a new contender, cause I feel like it's gonna be a Washington Park Buccaneers, cause they got they got two parts into one. They got Bunch Park and the Bucks. They all in one part now. They, cause you know they part is out of commission now. You know, they out the lead now. Bush Park is over with. So they brought their AU team with their AU team at Washington Park. 99, you have two teams in one.
Oh, okay. Now, let's go to the 10U. Who do you see in the 10U division?
Oh, it's gonna be Cass. To me, I feel like it's gonna be Cass City and North Dade.
What? Now, tell me this: and who will Cass City have their hardest opponent? Be their hardest opponent on their road to the Super Bowl?
I love the kid, man. I love Torrey Cox, son, man. I love the little dude, Torrey Cox, man. Little number five. He's special, man. He hold it down. He run the ball hard. He hold it down on defense. He do it all, man. He a key player, man. He a big impact to his team, man.
All right. So what about that 11U now? Who we see in the Super Bowl? Possibly in the 11U
division. It's gonna be with Rod Mack. I know you know about Rod Mack over there. He got them trenches.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be Rod Mack. And it's gonna be Tony. It's gonna be Jerry and them over there at Cass City who won the Super Bowl last year. It's not really 11U team out there can beat them two powerhouses. Them both teams been putting up 30 on their opponent, man. Just this week, the Rod Matt and them just put up like 33. It was over 33 zip with Washington Park Buccaneers, man. It's ridiculous how they scoring, man. They got a big running back over there running that rock, man. I love they running back, man, over there at Rod Matt, big number seven.
Now, tell me this, and we're going to break this down. 12 at the 12U division, because that is the biggest division when it comes to U football, right?
That's going to be a hard one. I can't. It's going to be a four-way. It's really a six-way tie, man. It can go either way. That one, I really don't know. It could be out of the Canes and the Ravens, or Bucks and Ravens, or it could be Eastbourne. That's a tough one. I can't really say on that one.
As this thing start playing out, now we're gonna slowly start breaking that thing as the week start playing and this thing start getting thick here in South Florida. We're gonna start breaking that thing down and we're gonna start getting it almost labeled down to who we see that's gonna possibly be in that Super Bowl. But now tell me this:
yeah.
We got Dade and Broward County, and we're going to look at from a coach's standpoint. And that's with all Division 8 all the way up to 12. Best coaching, the best coaching program in Broward County comes who you think would at this point early in the season.
Oh, man, that's a tough one, man.
That's what we do on the Tony Stan Show. We break it down.
Oh, man.
We break it down, Kodak. Hey, listen,
that's what
Kodak Black. They don't
want to
see him winning polo dress, so let's get him.
Oh, man. I ain't going to lie. I mean, ooh, that's a tough one, man. Broward County, right now. Oh, man, that's a tough one, man. That's a real tough one. You got to go right now. To me, I got to go with the Canes. I got to go with the Fort Lauderdale Hurricane program. I feel like all them boys coaching, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to go with their program. And then I gotta go with Washington Paul Buccaneers. They coaching also. So, I mean, that's how I put it, man. I mean, if it was another program in Broward, I'd go with Plantation, man. But we in the FYFL, so I'm gonna go with Hurricane.
Okay, let's dig into Dade County. Now we talked about Broward County, and like you said, it was two battles between Washington Park and the Canes. But let's get into Dade County.
Cass City got their hands down. They out coach anybody over there, man. Cass City, I feel like it's gonna be a lot of Cass City teams in the Super Bowl. I feel like they seven's gonna win the Super Bowl. They Pee Wee gonna win the Super Bowl. They 8U might have a chance with Big Zero, Big Ryan. They got a big running back, man. They holding it down. Nine. I feel like they gonna have about five teams in the Super Bowl for Cass City, man.
Wow! Cass City, they're banging right now.
They got it.
They have a sweep.
They just swept whole Hurricanes paw, except 2 pounds, man. They swept the whole paw, man. I'm talking about swept them. Then Freezer was on the radio station going off. He told Maul needed. Hey, what Maul doing over there at his program? He need to fire his coaches. That what Freezer said.
And Freeza do get
man.
Listen, man, let's tell everybody where they can go if they really want to get deep down into the, because you call it the trash talk. Is how do they log in the trash talk if someone from Atlanta or someone outside of the state that don't understand how important youth league football is here in South Florida? How do they get on trash talk? And once they go on trash talk, how do they follow the Polo Dread Hour on his Facebook or Instagram?
Oh, they got to type in, well, I got my own page, bro, FYFL, Football Trash Talk. Where they page is Football Trash Talk. You got to add the page.
You got to add the page? Okay. So they got to add the page, and then they can get into seeing yourself on there talk about youth league football here throughout South Florida. And then they can go on the other trash talk, the trash talk page that not yours, but the other one, and they can get into it deep with everyone. Because you guys get down. You guys get
man,
deep.
Man, I'm talking about this football. This football finna get real good. If the Hurricane ain't messed up, everybody was going to see that battle at the Ravens and on the Chiefs. That was going to be a battle right there.
Okay, so now do they postpone that to a later time in the year? Because as we know, the Miami Dolphins and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers
postpone Cass City 13. You with the ranked number one team, Fort Lauderdale Hurricane. The score was 6-0 going in. It was second quarter, 9 minutes left. They just started the second quarter. The score on the 6-0. That surprised me because how you be a ranked number one team when you look at Cass City? They look like babies, and they hanging with a ranked national team.
Correct.
Chris got to get his coaching up to date, man.
Hey, Polo, hey, listen, man. Each and every week you're going to join the Tony Sands Show. We're going to call it the Polo Dread Hour. And listen, we're going to let you dig into youth league football. It is what it is. You are the man here in South Florida when it comes to youth league football. No one breaks it down and understands it. You are that man here on youth league football, man. Listen, I'm going to call you after the show, and we're going to get ready to break it down for next week. We got to head to my main man also in North Carolina who jetted up out of here because of the hurricane. He jetted up out. He's not used to it. So, Polo Dread, man, thank you for joining the show. I'll call you, baby boy, each and every week. It is the Polo Dread Hour here on the Tony Sands Show. Listen. Let's dig into it. Thank you for joining the show, my brother.
All right, man. Bro. Nice to be on your show.
Hey, you're going to be on each and every week, brother. It is the Polo Dread Hour. I already got your theme song already being made up, so we got it going on. But let's get into high school football here in South Florida because it had to be postponed just as youth league football was postponed here on the Tony Sands Show. Listen, I can't wait till we get into later on in the show. We're going to bring on Jessica Forbes, and she's going from Lakeisha Gaines State Farm. She's going to be talking about Hurricane Irma and what you need to do if you have insurance, what you need to do to possibly make sure that you take care of yourself, and after the storm, what you do and the tips that you need to have. So we can't wait. We have Jessica Forbes join the show from the Lakeisha Gaines State Farm out of Hollandale Beach Boulevard. She is the manager of that. They have two offices, but we're going to get into that and let her tell you about their office and the things that State Farm is doing and why they are the number one insurance agency in the country. But my main man, Ryan Bartow, is joining the show. What's up, Ryan? What's going on, man?
Great up here, actually. Beautiful weather in a town I used to live in years ago, Greenville, South Carolina.
Hold up. Before we get into that, because at the top of the show, I talked about how you jetted up out of here, man. How you packed up in the middle of the night. You almost did what the Cleveland Browns did. You did a Cleveland Brown.
Well, I got worried about Tuesday that I had needed to get out of town. Remember, I had never been through a hurricane before, so I just kind of absorbed and got as much info as I could, and I was told you need to evacuate because I live right down on Fort Lauderdale Beach. So I left at 3 a.m. yesterday, and usually it takes about 10 hours to get to Greenville, South Carolina. And yesterday I pulled in about 9:30 at night. So I was on the road for about the greater part of 18 to 19 hours. So it was a long day.
All right. You jet up out of here. But on your way, you travel from Fort Lauderdale to North Carolina. Tell me what was going through your mind and some of the things that you was going on your journey as you left South Florida and on your way to Carolina, what were some of the things that you was doing while you was in the car?
Gosh, well, I probably was on the phone with over 40 different contacts throughout the country, talking to different people, seeing how they're preparing for Saturday's games. If for some people, if they're evacuating Florida, you know, right, just keeping the contacts alive. And that made the trip a lot smoother than normally an 18-hour drive would be. And you know me, it's in my blood. I had to stop by and see big Warren McClendon, one of the top offensive tackles in the country in Brunswick, Georgia. I wasn't going to drive all that way and not stop and see him for about 20 minutes and get the latest on him and just kind of roll from there. But, yeah, man, I don't recommend it to anybody, but it was a safe move. And one thing that congested it up was outside of Fort Pierce and outside of Daytona, outside of Jacksonville, some of the bigger communities, you'll be there for about an hour because you'll barely move.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, and did it ever come across your mind in traveling this, as you travel this journey, that, hey, I may get up to a certain point of this thing, and with all this traffic on the road, I may not be able to get any gas, and what do I do at that point? Did that come across your mind?
Yes. I mean, that was the game plan the whole time was, once you get to a half tank to 40%, one of your next moves better be to fill up and hope that, one, that gas station actually has gas, or two, you're just going to be at a place where you're sitting behind 6, 7, maybe 20 cars waiting to get gas. I stopped at, left with a full tank, stopped at New Smyrna Beach, and topped that off in the morning, and then made it all the way to Columbia, South Carolina before I had to fill it up again. So, yeah, it worked out pretty good in terms of that.
So despite your trying to evacuate and leave out of state of Florida, my main man Ryan Bartow, it was still working the phones as he do, speaking to coaches. Listen, I'm going to tell you what, it was so ironic. On, I think it was Tuesday, I get a call from a guy, from my main man Chris, who heads up the NCAA, and he's asking me, Tony, what is your plan? Man, there's two people I got to call in South Florida, you and my brother who's over in Tampa, and I got to see what's the plan, man, because this thing looks big and scary.
Right.
It looks big and scary. So, I mean, that's how concerned people are about when it comes to Irma. And later on, Ryan, we're going to have Jessica Forbes joining the show. She's the manager of the Lakeisha Gaines State Farm in Hollandale Beach, Florida. She's going to talk to people in reference to those that, if you have insurance, some of the things you need to do prior to it, and if you didn't have insurance, some of the things that you can get FEMA to help you with. So she's going to join the show later on in the hour. She's probably going to be joining us right around that 6:40 hour and take us to the end of the show. But Ryan, let's break it down now. You know, we're in the possibly the second week of football in certain places, and the first week with a delay. Looking at the first week of football, we're going to call it the first, second week of football here in South Florida because they really played two games. What are some of the surprising teams you see here in South Florida that has taken South Florida football by surprise?
Well, I think Cardinal Gibbons in Fort Lauderdale has done a great job. Obviously, me and you both loved the quarterback there, Nick Scalzo.
Yes.
And to beat the defending 8A champ down at Trez Powell in Miami Southridge, who is still stocked up with Division One talent, and the beating them convincingly 27-6. I think that program, I think Coach DeBuck did a great job last year, and he has it trending upward, and they have a shot to have a special season. So that's definitely one that's caught my eye. I think powerhouses like American Heritage, the Coach Pat Surtain, and then Coach Roger Harriet at St. Thomas, those are two of the better, you know, 5 or 6 teams in the country, and they've already proven it with tremendous wins over, you know, powerhouse schools from out west that came to South Florida and both left with losses. And here's an interesting debate. I was at the Heritage game last Friday talking to the godfather of high school recruiting down here, Larry Bluestein. He thinks Miami Northwestern is the best team in South Florida this year. Northwestern has been down for a few years, but they're kind of restocked and reloaded and loaded with about probably 20 D1 guys all over the place. And they got a shot to make states. But, I mean, I think the best two teams are probably in Broward. But
Broward County,
it's an interesting debate. And You know, he sees as many games as anybody, probably more than everybody else combined. So that's an yes. interesting facet. And Northwestern will have a challenge too, because they have as low a schedule as anybody. They're not afraid to play anybody. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of, you know, thought provoking.
Yes, that it was. When you look at those, when he says Miami Northwestern, and you're looking at, I'm looking at how, like you said, Cardinal Gibbons goes into Dade County, and pretty much, you know, put a good style beating on a top ranked Dade County team, and then they come back here and they put up big numbers against Delray Atlantic. You know, so I'm curious to see how that's going to play out. But I also know that St. Thomas, with the defense that they have, there could possibly be, Ryan, no one score more than 3 points on St. Thomas this year.
Yeah, and I mean, I think their schedule, they should breeze through everything in the regular season outside of Deerfield Beach, who, again, they've really had a tremendous start, too, and they're loaded on defense. They have the top linebacking core, one of the top linebacking cores in the country, and that's a game where that could come down to who makes their field goal, because, yeah, they're both so loaded on defense, and they're so loaded on defense where defense could score more than offense in that particular game. That's one of the real feature matchups down the road. Coach Glenn has done a tremendous job with that program, and if they can figure out some kinks on offense, they got a shot to make it even further than last year. And last year they made the semifinal.
Wow, and that's big when it comes to here in South Florida, to be able to make it to the semifinals here in South Florida. That's a big task when it comes to football here in South Florida, because, like I say, I tell people we have the best football when it comes to football in the country, as many teams that were nationally ranked has came down. But, Ryan, man, hey, man, I'm let you get back to what you're doing, and I know that you're running the phone. We got a show here that's going to be outrageous. We're bringing some great people on. Ryan, man, hey, thank you for joining the show. I'm going to call you after the show. And, Ryan, guess what? This thing looking like it might have took a little dip to the west, and it might have made some of the fears on the East Coast a little calmer. But we'll wait and see.
I sure hope so. My prayers are that I'm back on the road on Monday and back in paradise. And, you know, it's a blessing to have a place up here and a place to come, because a lot of people don't have that. And, you know, I'm just hoping that it misses everybody and just stays out in the water where it belongs.
Yeah, hey, I'm hoping that too. I'm very hoping it. But listen, right, man, hey, well, thank you for joining the show. We got to go into, we're going to go to a quick minute commercial break, and then I got to bring on Jessica Forbes of Lakeisha Gaines State Farm, manager of her Hollandale Beach Boulevard office. She is the manager. She's going to break this thing down. Tips on just that, on how to get it in, how to go back to it. Hey, listen, it is what it is. Jessica is joining the show. We're going to go to a minute commercial break, play this quick song, and then we're coming back with Lakeisha Gaines State Farm manager of her Hollandale office, Jessica Forbes.
We are Trayvon.
Hey Trayvon, I know you up in heaven right now walking on gold, look bruh. I know you walking on gold, look bruh. And I know you so proud, man, of how strong your family is, homie. I know you is. I just wanna tell you something, look bruh.
You'll forever live on,
live on.
Forever live on,
live on.
You'll forever live on,
live on.
Forever live on,
live on.
You'll forever live on,
live on.
You'll forever live on,
live on.
I never thought wearing no hoodie,
no hoodie
could cost you your life,
your life.
And I never thought you can just kill somebody and get out the same night.
Same night.
Every dog that you see that ball,
that ball,
don't mean that he bite,
he bite.
And everything that's black ain't even, everything that's pure ain't white,
ain't white.
Cause you think that I'm doing wrong, don't mean that you right,
right.
Cause the ones that you think that won't, them the ones that might,
that might.
We're back here live on the Tony Sands Show. Listen, it is a show that whatever we just talked to Polo Dread. We talked to Ryan Bartow, my high school guy. But listen, it is a hurricane getting ready to, and within the next 24 hours, to come down on South Florida as it has done in the Caribbean. So guess what? You must understand, and there's tips and reminders that you must do. So without further ado, let's bring Jessica Forbes, manager of the Lakeisha Gaines State Farm in Palm and Hollandale Beach Boulevard. Jessica, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Over here. Hope you guys are staying safe. How's everything going over there?
Oh, man, we're trying to stay safe. Everybody's hunkering down here in South Florida. They have all the shutters. I've been driving around the area and seeing people put up their shutters. But, Jessica, there's a lot of things that goes into when you're getting ready for a hurricane of this magnitude or any type of thing that can possibly bring catastrophic damage to an area. One thing that I know and that you're in that business is the thing of making sure and having your mind secure that you, after this thing is over, that you have the ability to rebuild. And some of the things are that are just that of what you do. And you are an insurance agency. Let the people know what insurance agency, as I've been telling them, but you could probably get into a little detail. Give them a phone number. You can get into that detail. Which office you work for?
I am the office manager for the Hallandale Beach office for Lakeisha Gaines Agency with State Farm. She's been with State Farm for over 20 years. And we also have a main office in Miami as well. So people can reach out to us either from Miami or they can also, you know, reach out to us in the Hallandale office. But we do service all over the state. We have clientele all over the state. And I will definitely provide, you know, my phone number, my contact information for both offices for anybody who, you know, needs assistance or who has further questions in regards to, you know, preparing for the hurricane. So we're excited to be talking to everybody, getting everybody prepared. I know this is a scary storm, but I definitely, you know, first of all, want to thank you for having me on here so that we can let everybody know what they need to do to feel secure.
All right, just let's break it down because, like I said, we're going all the way up to the top of the hour, you and I, breaking this thing down. Mm-hmm. Tell me the first thing that a person should do when they know they are getting ready to possibly deal with the storm of this magnitude. What is one of the first things that one must do?
Well, the first thing that everyone should do is definitely locate all of your important papers and your documents. There are actually five major things that I'm going to go over that everybody should do to be prepared. But the first thing you want to do is definitely, you know, contact your insurance agent just to make sure all of your policies are enforced. Make sure everything is A-okay.
Just hold up. Guys, listen. Lakeisha Gaines State Farm is my homeowner. And just that was one of the things I did 2 weeks ago. I made sure that everything was up to date. I didn't need no issues after this was over. But go ahead, finish out the top two. I'm just letting them know that is my office. That is who I have as my insurance people. They are the best. So just finish breaking this thing down, Jess.
Yes. So the first thing you want to do is make sure you have all of your important papers organized and sealed up in a Ziploc or watertight bag. Considering the fact that this storm is twice the size of Andrew and has storm surges for, you know, that are over 8 feet, you definitely want to make sure that none of your papers get destroyed. So all of your personal identification, any passports, your insurance card, your registrations to your vehicles to prove ownership, your bank documents, any important papers that you have, you want to make sure that you have those things ready to go in a Ziploc bag, in a backpack, so that if you have to be evacuated out of your house, those things are in your backpack on your back. So you're not scrambling looking for them later. It'll streamline the process for you later. So the first thing, grab all of your important papers, and take them with you. The second thing you want to, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. We got you.
Okay. The second thing you want to do is grab all of your medications. Any medications, whether they're prescribed or non-prescribed, you want to make sure you have those on hand in that backpack as well. Because, you know, as we know, Florida has a lot of mosquitoes. Zika is still pretty prevalent. This storm is going to hit all over the state. So you want to make sure you have your repellent, any, you know, medications in case you need to leave. All of that stuff needs to be in that backpack as well. The third thing you want to do is make sure that you have cash on hand. We are, you know, an electronic community. You know, we use debit cards, we use credit cards. A lot of people don't like to carry cash. But now is the time that you want to make sure you have cash on hand. If you have that cash hidden in the Bible, under your mattress, or in a shoebox somewhere, you want to make sure you have emergency funds, because if the power is out, systems are down, you will need cash to survive. So cash is the third most important thing. Fourth, you want to make sure you have any portable chargers that you need. Again, we are an electronic community. We have our cell phones. We live with our cell phones. We do not separate them from us. It's going to be important that our phones are charged. You have, you know, walkie-talkies, radios, you know, any electronic devices. You want to make sure that you have those items available to you, because staying in touch with our families is going to be very crucial in this moment, especially across the state. This storm has been deadly. It's taken 18 lives already. We got to make sure we're able to check in with each other, okay? And then last but not least, in your backpack, you want to make sure that you have a change of clothes, you know, preferably for about 3 to 5 days, even a week. Change of clothes, change of undergarment, bedding, just because if you are displaced, your house is flooded, you need to go to a shelter, you'll be able to survive with, you know, a change of clothes and everything like that. So those are the five main things you need to do to make sure if you have to be carried out of your house on a boat, you are prepared for the aftermath. Okay.
Now tell me this. And we talked about if you're displaced. Now, if someone is displaced in our community, and we know there are some resources that they can reach out to. Is FEMA one of the major resources that one can reach out to when it comes to this situation?
Yes, FEMA is one of the major resources. If you go to our Instagram page, which is SF Agent Gaines. If you go to our Instagram page, and also, you know, Lakeisha Gaines, State Farm Agent, that's our Facebook page, we have all the tips for FEMA. They do have an emergency lodging assistance hotline. And what you want to do is when the storm passes, as soon as it passes, you want to contact FEMA if you are displaced, because they will pay for hotels for you. The longer you wait, the longer it will take for FEMA to pick up for you and for FEMA to actually get you somewhere. So as soon as you see sunlight, you need to definitely call FEMA if your house is flooded or if you need to be taken out. Call FEMA and they will place you in a hotel and they will pay for the hotel for you while you're displaced.
Yeah, I mean, you say FEMA will. What about one that, you know, at some point you may not have enough funds to supply yourself with food? Is there any resources that FEMA does when it comes to that?
Yes, there will be trucks with water, and also State Farm as well. You know, we actually have trucks on reserve just coming into the community. There are trucks waiting out, you know, in the other states to actually come into Florida, where we'll come by and we'll give out food, we'll give out water, we'll give out teddy bears to the children. But there will be trucks that, you know, will come out, whether it's FEMA or State Farm, and they will give out supplies. And even if folks will have the available, necessary supplies for you as well to help you with that. So you have FEMA, you have State Farm, shelters, you know, a couple different resources.
Now tell me, you know, I see so many things where say State Farm is the number one. They're like a good neighbor. State Farm is there. I hear that commercial mighty a lot. What makes that commercial special when it comes to State Farm?
What makes that commercial special is that we are always on standby for our customers. I can tell you, you know, from our agency alone, you know, while everyone's trying to get situated, even though we are evacuated, my agent right now, is with her family evacuated to Atlanta, and she is still on the line, still making sure that if any customer calls her, she is available to assist them. We are actually all scattered about from both of our offices, but we all are in place where if our customers need us, we will be able to assist them. And then also, you know, State Farm covers the entire country, covers the entire United States. And all of the agents, which if you see on our website or if you see on our social media pages, all of the agents are there for each other. And one thing about State Farm is we all support each other. We've been doing this for over 90 years. We're number one. We love what we do. We value our customers. And our one thing is bringing relief to them in their time of need. We like to see, you know, life go right. We make it easier for you guys. So you won't have to go through the hassle of trying to reach out to somebody in a call center to, you know, get some assistance when it comes to a claim. We have our claim systems all over the world ready and on standby to help Florida in the time of this disaster. Even those in Texas, you know, dealing with Harvey, you know, now that we've seen firsthand what we can experience, what may be worse than Harvey, everybody is locked and loaded and ready to go to support Florida from State Farm. And that's what makes us special. We all come together. We all make sure we get it done. And we are here when you need us.
Yeah, and that's what I'm seeing them commercials. They're playing them commercials now more than ever, to where you see the State Farm people out there digging down with their customers. They're out there when their customers are crying. They're on crying on their shoulders. So that's what makes State Farm folks number one when it comes. But tell people how they can get in touch with you guys' office, whether it be in the Miami office or the Broward County office, and you know how they can follow you guys on your Instagram or Twitter feed or any of your social media outlets.
Okay, so I am going to provide the phone numbers to both offices, starting with the Miami office, which is our legacy office. That's the first office that we have. And that phone number is 305-661-4213.
Okay.
Okay. And anybody, you know, in Florida can call that office. And if you like a local agent in Miami, call that office. And for the Hallandale office, you know, especially to reach me directly, it's 954-457-3555.
And just when it comes to your social media, you say you guys' office has an Instagram page. What is that? Could you repeat that Instagram also?
It is FSF. So SF as in State Farm, Agent Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S, SF Agent Gaines.
And guys, that is, you're hearing Jessica Fogg breaks it down from the beginning of the storm to the end of the storm and the things that you must do to make sure that you are prepared. You heard her tell you that you must put your important papers. Just why? And you emphasize that a lot. They must put their important papers in a Ziploc bag. Can you explain to my audience why it should be in a Ziploc bag?
Okay, so the reason that you want it in a Ziploc bag is because if the house gets flooded, the Ziploc bag will preserve the important papers. They won't get wet. They won't get destroyed. They'll just float right on by. So it preserves those documents. Another reason that I stressed the important papers is because, you know, as we've all seen, there's a lot of looting that's been going on in Texas in response to Harvey. So if you're abandoned because it's been flooded and all of your important papers are here, we all know, you know, Florida is number one in fraud, and you know, if your important papers are exposed, that leaves you exposed. That's why it's important to get those documents out, so that, you know, you're protected as well, you know, in the aftermath of the event, because it will be catastrophic.
Jessica, thank you for joining the Tony Sands Show. Listen, anytime that we have topics that we need to touch when it comes to insurance. But before we let you go, what are some of the other things that State Farm profession, you as yourself, what are some of the other areas that you cover outside of homeowners insurance and what you're known for, car insurance?
Well, we do everything. We are a full service company. We are a full service agency. We are not just insurance agents. We are advisors to your life. So we do banking. We have some of the best rates in banks, some of the best rates in returns in banking. State Farm does have a bank. Our bank is actually, you know, in the top as well. We're one of the top virtual banks. So, you know, in the age of technology, a lot of things are done online. We do a bank. We do auto loans. We do mortgages, checking, saving accounts, you name it. We do it in banking. We also are, number one, our agency in particular in life insurance. In addition to protecting your assets, you need to protect yourself. Your main asset is you. Your life is valuable. So we are actually in the top 40 agents for State Farm when it comes to life insurance. Yes, life insurance is our niche. I am actually over the life insurance, you know, in both agencies. I monitor that. So, you know, that's very near and dear to our hearts at our agency. Your life matters. So life insurance we do as well. And then we also do supplemental health insurance as well. So not the major medical, but, you know, if you get injured and, you know, you need supplemental coverage, you know, State Farm, we do our thing with the health as well. So we cover you in every aspect of your life. So we do everything.
As you hear Jessica Bob's tell you, they are a full-fledged advisory company to your life. Jess, thank you for joining the Tony Sands Show. You brought me to the top of the hour, and as they say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. There you go. Thank you for joining the Tony Sands Show. We're going to continue to bring you on all this year when it comes to finding out the great things that State Farm does and how the people of this community can be uplifted and know that they are safe when it comes to insurance. Call the people over at Lakeisha Gaines' office and let them be the advisor to your life. We're signing off here on the Tony Sands Show. Peace, love, and happiness.
Thank you.